Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We're back with another episode of Real Housewives of Potomac, Season 3, Episode 11. We're discussing Event Wars. Karen, oh no, she didn't. And of course, our special segment, the MVP of the episode. Tune in right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz
begin. What's up, everybody? We are back with another episode of AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Potomac Season 3, Episode 11. And what you guys are listening to right now is Playboi Carti and Nicki Minaj with Poke It Out. I'm one of your hosts, Richie Sky. Who else we got in the house with us tonight?
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Felicia Michelle here.
Ooh, and who else is in the house? New girl?
New girl. All right, we got Imani Jackson in the house.
Oh, come on, that's Imani. 15-310.
Wait, what area code is that? Like, or is it area code?
It's
area code.
It is area code. What's that? That's Compton.
Oh,
okay. Right. Well, shout out to Compton.
Shout out to Compton.
Compton in the house. Hey. So for those of y'all who are listening in, we've been jamming this entire time, although one of us cannot dance. And I'll let you guys figure out which one that is as we get into this show, but we'll give you some clues if you tune in. Tonight, we're going to be discussing Event Wars because we had two events going on simultaneously tonight. We're going to be discussing Karen's Oh No She Didn't. And we got a special segment, of course, which is our MVP of the episode. Y'all know we do this every week. And then we got some fan shout-outs, and I think it might be some hater raid going on in the comments. So we're going to dive right into all of that. But first, we got to do some hazing, because we got a new girl in the house. New girl!
And it ain't Hey, new girl.
Hey, new girl. Hi. How are you?
I'm well.
So are you a Housewives super fan?
I am.
That's good
to
know.
I'm like the Housewives of Compton.
Oh, you...
Nah, girl, just play it.
You know what? Because otherwise she was going to have to go. Yeah. She would have been fired on the spot. Blank chair. Yeah. So what are your thoughts? We want to know what your thoughts are on this season so far. How do you feel about this season of Real Housewives of Potomac? Tell the people.
I'm just loving Monique. I don't know if I've just been...
Okay.
Y'all not loving Monique?
We're listening.
Okay.
I'm gonna give feedback on that from my perspective.
We're just gonna...
Okay, well, for one, I'm really happy for Robin right now, too, since y'all not super fans of
Monique
right now.
Oh, well, I'm a fan of Robin, but go ahead.
But I'm just so happy for Robin because the previous seasons, her and Juan, they were just a little... confused. She wasn't really sure, and now she just seems more confident and just aware of what she's doing. She seems like she knows her thoughts and what she actually wants to do finally. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to see that.
Okay.
I hate seeing women so confused and just like, I don't know, I'm just going with the flow, and it's like, no, you got to take control of your life.
Yeah. And speaking of confused women, what do you think about Karen?
Oh my, I love seeing Karen flip out. Like when she's just like, it's my business. It's just like, oh my God.
Her face immediately just goes. Like, yes. It's like she got a jolt of electricity.
My favorite Karen moment of the season has been that wig shift. I mean, that was like, that gave me everything I needed.
This is the wind. The wind. It was the wind. Right, in the wind.
It's called bobby pins, lady. Like,
no, it's that gotta be glue. You
got
to glue.
Because I sure got some of that on my edges.
Okay, well, listen, I learned something today. Mm-hmm. What about the rest of the ladies? How are you feeling about new girl Candace?
Candace, she's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, her and her mother, they seem like they have this weird relationship going on, not really establishing those boundaries of like, okay, I'm an adult now, and I'm also, you know, trying to get into this business type of thing. So it's interesting just seeing that dynamic. Yeah, and it's always nice seeing a fresh face. You know, first we had Ashley from Katie. And now it's just like, it's good. It's fresh.
How do you feel about Charisse this season?
Charisse, is that Cha-Cha? Or Sha-Sha?
Sha-Sha.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, she's just like there to me right now. I haven't really been focusing on Charisse, but I'm not understanding why she was so upset at the fact.
You know what? It's not on one of our main topics for tonight, but we're going to talk about it because it's very intriguing to me. Okay, so you like the season thus far. You're good with the season. What did you have something to say about her comments about Monique?
Okay, so that was unfair because it's just I happen to make faces all the time and sometimes they don't mean anything and I just was like shocked because
really
I was just shocked because I just didn't understand why you guys were looking at me like that. Didn't take you didn't peg me for somebody who would like Monique's, and that's really what it was. I was like, oh, that just shocked me that she did because you just seem so down to earth as a person. So I just didn't think you would really like she would. I'm going to stop talking now because...
Dang, so me liking Monique is not down to earth no more.
Well,
you know,
listen.
You're still on earth. She's okay. Not, but you're still there. So I just was shocked that, you know, that you liked her.
Who would you think I would like?
I thought you'd be like for Robin.
Robin?
Yeah.
I like Robin too, though.
I like Robin.
I like Robin a lot.
Who doesn't like Robin?
Well...
Umbrellas. No, stop.
Okay, so I was gonna say something, but I was gonna be messy, and I'm not gonna do that today.
Oh, please.
No. I'll keep my thoughts to myself.
Messy boo.
But follow me on Twitter if you wanna know. here's what I'll say. You know, Monique, I like her in general. I've been working to try to get her to come on live with us, so I'm gonna send her this little clip as a reminder. Girl, come on to our show. But tonight, I felt like there was a little bit of messy Monique going on tonight.
A little bit.
And, you know, our first real topic of discussion is event wars, because Robin and Monique had dueling events. So it was some, you know, like chaos over who was going where. But, you know, Monique has invited New Girl. We're going to get into her a little bit later. To the function. And New Girl is also Sherman's ex. And Monique met New Girl through Charisse.
Mm-hmm. And Monique met everybody through Charisse.
So Charisse is feeling a little some type of way.
Yeah.
Because Monique is friend jumping.
Is that what that's called?
That's what it's called. It's called friend jumping. Look it up. I'm
It's like an urban dictionary.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything is in the urban dictionary.
Okay. It really is.
Yeah. So,
Google
what do y'all?
Friendship.
Yeah. Google it if y'all don't believe me. And so, what do y'all think about that?
I don't think it. Friend. Okay. I think it like this, right? You can't. You control, cool with it? This is how I feel. Okay. You cannot control. When you bring two people together, how their relationship moves forward from that point. Mm-hmm. Like, so you can't be like, you're my close friend and you're my close friend, but I want y'all to be cool, but I don't want you to be super close. Like, no, I introduced you guys. Y'all are grown women at this point. If you want to continue to forge a friendship, so be it. I think what Charisse's problem is that it just seems like she's taking all of them. Like, they're all. Like, you're collecting all of them. Like, are these, like... Spice Girl memorabilia, lollipops, you have to collect them all. Like, why do you have to have all of my friends? That would make me think you're trying to have my like my network. And your network is your net worth. Believe that. So I wouldn't like that.
Because Charisse is really the centerpiece of the group. I mean, whether or not
she is
on the show as a full-time cast member or she's not, she's still... kind of is the centerpiece of this group. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, for me, Potomac is so small. They always stress that, oh, Potomac is so small. We all know each other and this and that and the third. So it's like, she's moved into Potomac now. So why not expand her friendships and invite the girl over? She didn't be as messy as Karen.
Maybe because it's like all the girls. Maybe it was just like the one, Sherman's ex-wife. Kendall. If it was just Kendall, then well, already that's pretty. Actually, that's pretty messy too. So never mind.
It started off messy.
See, this is my sort of dilemma. Like, it's not really a dilemma, but it's like it appears messy because we see Monique, you know, walking the dog with Kendall all of a sudden. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. then we get the backstory about her and Sherman and this, that, and the third. And so now she's coming to Monique's event. And, you know, Charisse is looking like, really? You know, I feel like at that point, this is what I think. I feel like Charisse was kind of like on to the whole thing. Like, oh, so production and all y'all gonna just bring in Kendall. And knowing full well that this is going to be something that Giselle is going to have a problem with. It's a crazy, messy backstory.
And not even that, but you're bringing my friend on to possibly, she could possibly step into this franchise. You know, you can hold an apple, grape, whatever the fruit is. If you just become a friend of somebody, you can just get on in that way. So it's like, whoa, like.
With a unique storyline.
Yeah, and she might feel sideways too, because she's been like kind of bumped down this season, and then my friend's coming through and she's a part of the storyline with one of the mm-hmm. like the, I would say Giselle's like the title character. Like, she's like the focal point of the mm-hmm. show. The star.
Yeah, so we needed that miss.
Well, she was too calm, no? Was her season like too copacetic? Like, she kind of, Giselle was like, yeah, you think like she got into it as much as she has previously?
Giselle is like, she has a poker face, even when she's faced with drama. Except, I think when it came to her drama with Candace mm-hmm. earlier this season, I feel like she pretty much is very relaxed in a confrontation. You know what I mean?
You mean like this season and compared to like other seasons? I feel like Giselle had a lot more drama before.
I think she's had more drama before, but Robin is always in a drama.
Really? I thought it started off the other way around. Now it's kind of flipped.
Yeah, it's interesting, but I feel like with Kendall, I mean, she has a ready-made storyline coming into this, and she has a great look. So it's like
she does.
They knew what they were doing, and I feel like Charisse was, the wheels were spinning. She was like, "Okay, I see what's happening." Yeah, you know what I mean. I think she was putting it all together, and it's like, "Yo, like this looks mad crazy."
Yeah, I agree. That's crazy. Yeah, dang, we say it like that. But can I ask y'all a question? So do you think that it was wrong? Because Monique says like, she shouldn't be dating Sherman, or she should have at least told Kendall before. Like, do you think that that's wrong? Because they were divorced for 4 years. Or so let's just do the math. They've been divorced for 4 years, like she said on the show, right? And then Giselle and Sherman have been dating for a year and some change. So you've had to have been divorced at least 2 years, almost 3 years before they got together, became official, and became a couple.
I got some news and gossip about that a little bit later, so y'all have to stay tuned for that. No. You know, listen, like, I was, my day was busy.
I want to hear it with everybody else, too.
I was both busy today. But, no, I mean, we got some news and gossip. Yeah. We're gonna come back to that. So, y'all, you got to stay till the end of the show, because that's when we're going to discuss news and gossip.
That's when we're going to get really messy. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I am here for it.
Absolutely. Real quick question. Do y'all think that, do you think that Charisse should have gone to Robin's event?
Oh, that is so hard, because I feel like I understand Charisse, mm-hmm. but then at the same time, it's like, you guys do have a longer friendship, and this is something that Robin is putting on. She's very, like I said in the beginning, like, I'm so happy to see that Robin is finally sure of something. She's doing things that she likes. Mm-hmm. And so for one of her longtime friends to not come, I see why she would feel so, you know, like, dang.
It's not that emotional. I'm not trying to be rude or anything.
I wouldn't be upset about it.
It's like she's taking it so personally, and it's mm-hmm. just like, I understand, like, yes, there's many years of friendship there, but if you want to go be fake and shady and go to the girl who you've been friends with for 2 minutes and not come to my thing, that's fine. I'm gonna go to my event. I'm not gonna stress out about it. I'm gonna look great. There's gonna mm-hmm. be bomb food, and everybody will tell you how lit it was, and you weren't there, and you were wearing some stuffy dress. At least the outfits were cuter at Robin's thing. I was like, I would much rather have gone there. Like, the fashions were a lot better.
You know, I get why Robin was, like, a little salty about it, because I feel like, you know, to know that you have gone through this journey and you lost everything, right? and the world knows about that, and you're having to rebuild everything, and now you're developing a platform for women. Yeah. And, you know, if this is somebody that's been in my life for 14 years, yeah, I'm going to expect you to be at my event because it's something that I built. I put together. It has my stamp on it. So mm-hmm. I feel like it just means a little bit more. Not to say that she shouldn't go to Monique's. It's not that. It's just that there was a little bit something more personal behind Robin's event.
I have a thought.
Yeah.
I have a conspiracy, and I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Let's hear it.
I think a lot of times it's easy for people to be friends with someone when they feel like they're kind of beneath them. So Robin was cool until Robin started getting on and started getting these checks, flipping these houses. And now she's doing something that empowers other women. And I see why she wanted the support from her main girls. But sometimes people are not good when you're doing too good. Because it's like, if she's doing this now, this is a short amount of time that this has happened for Robin, this turnaround in her life, which, I mean, I think that's amazing. Like, so it's a short turnaround in her life that she's been down, now she's back up, and you're thinking, dang, well, haters will really think this. They'll think, dang, well, she did that so fast. Like, what's she about to do in the next 2 to 3 mm-hmm. years if she's already doing this, and now she's at a platform and a space where she wants to actually empower other women to literally do the same thing, not just encourage you and, well, all hope and dreams. No, she gave them like tools. There was things there for them to do to learn how to be better entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, I think they're just hating on the trajectory of where she's going, because she could surpass that. She can surpass being married to the Black Bill Gates and selling Scentsy oils, and she can surpass champagne rooms and Sha-Sha. Like, she can get, she can do more. And they didn't think that she'd be able to do more. They thought she maybe would just plateau and that was it. And now her relationship's together. Her look has always been together, mm-hmm. and her business is together. So I think they're hating.
I definitely agree with you about the part where I feel like what she's doing is a lot more meaningful and a lot more real than some of the other businesses. And not to say that those businesses aren't valid, you know, it's just that this is a very personal thing for people who are out there who have gone through some type of struggle, who need somebody to uplift them and teach them how to be an entrepreneur, because it's not easy.
No.
You know, and sometimes with women, it's like, okay, I'm working, I got a family, you know, it's a myriad of things that they have to juggle. So like, being an entrepreneur also has to take its place too. So to be able to educate women on how to do that, I think is amazing.
You know? Right, I agree.
Yeah, she did that. I would have been at Robin's event all day, every day.
Same.
And I wouldn't have said that I was going to go and then turn around and went somewhere else because I got another invitation. I would have never.
Yes, like, yay!
Karen. Oh.
I am so done with Karen.
The many faces and wigs of Karen. We're going to talk about her a little bit later.
Okay.
Y'all stick around for that. But let's talk about, we got mama, we got daddy drama. And by mama, I mean Ashley's mama. And by daddy, I mean Ashley's dad. I mean sugar husband. Yes, I said it.
I really was wondering.
Well, like, I was like, daddy, no, as soon as he said her mom, I said, I know where Richie's going with this. I'm trying not to give it away.
Yes. I tickle myself sometimes. So this little dinner that they had, which I think...
You tickle yourself sometimes.
I do. I laugh and I chuckle. I was the only child for a very long time. So yeah, this dinner that they had, it was kind of like... It was... Michael and Ashley have the most intense conversations. Like... In my mind, I'm thinking to myself, is this what marriage looks like? Because Karen and Ray don't make it look like that.
No, at least they laugh.
Right, they look like they having fun or something like that, right?
Like, you know, maybe enjoying being around a person that they love and care about. And,
right, like...
And they're at places eating, like, when I'm eating food, I'd be like...
Right.
Like, I'm humming and stuff. Yes. That's how I am with food, too.
So Ashley wants to have a baby at this point, you know, and that's a cute little storyline for her. But I feel like Michael is like, And finally, we find out the reason why is because he says that he doesn't want his child to grow up like Ashley's mother raised her.
I think he's just using that as an excuse. I feel like he feels that she's trying to secure the bag, which he's already expressed, but it's just like... it's just disrespectful. I feel like the whole dynamics of their relationship has no choice but to be that way because of the age gap, and he has way more money and she doesn't come from something like that. So
Throw the marriage out. Throw
it out. She said throw the whole marriage
away. Or at least not extended the prenup. Like,
that was, I was literally on my way here and I was like, I was mad. I was like, Ashley, girl, why you sign that extra long thing? You could have been out. You could have had your, you know, you could have been gone. You could have been free. You would have still been a housewife.
I think she wants more, though.
I think she wants to actually save her marriage.
Okay.
You don't think so?
No.
Then why would she sign?
Because I'm thinking she wants more. And at that particular moment in that little time gap, I don't think she was going to get all that she wanted. I mean, I like love Ashley. I'm not judging her for it, but I'm saying like she want more out of the marriage, whatever like she can material get.
Well, no, because the prenup was for like the first 2 or 3 years or something like that, and it was about to be over as they're about to reconcile again. So she extended it because she would only get a certain amount if the marriage dissolved before that 2 to 3 year whatever. So she extended it, but she would have gotten half had she let that time go by.
Yeah,
sis,
that is true,
sis. If you don't trust me, baby, off the first thing we signed, then maybe I don't know what to tell you. But I can't sign another one.
No do-overs.
No, you picked your poison.
You know, I just felt like what he said to her was just ultra disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, you're basically in a one fell swoop. I mean, she basically was right. He just annihilated her entire existence. The way she was raised, her mother, who she is now.
And what she can become.
What she can become. And I just felt like that was like, wow.
But it keeps that control over women, though, when you put them in that type of place. Especially if he has insecurities, being that she's young and she's pretty. He has to make her feel some type of way. And that's what I feel. That's what I see. So by making her feel some type of way, I mean, she's still with him. She's still going to be with him despite all this disrespectful stuff that he's dishing out to her. So I think it's all about control. He has the money. He feels like he could say what he want to say.
And he has other kids, right? He has like older children, right?
Yeah, that is her age.
So yeah, he's not here. He's not here for that. And that was really messed up because a lot of people can relate as they're watching this to come from dysfunctional homes. And most people want to do way better for themselves than what they had. So you would think that's even better. Like, she has done a lot in her life to bring herself up from, you know, her background. So like, why would she not keep doing that? Like, if you really, you knew that about her, and I know it's a vulnerable thing too, like, you just willing to, like, a little part of me was crushed for her when I watched it, because I just thought, wow, like, that's terrible. I know what that feels like for someone to really think you're not anything better than what you know you're better than, like.
But here's the thing that I think we all kind of know, not to get all Iyanla Van Zandt on everybody.
Yes, fix their lives.
But the reality
beloved.
Beloved Ashley. The reality of the situation is oftentimes, you know, it's if Ashley was raised in any sort of dysfunction, which it seems like there was some, then as an adult, she may be prone to have similar
or
types
not
of
not have problem solving skills in a healthy type of way. She doesn't have certain,
or to just fall into another unhealthy situation that maybe she saw when she was younger in some way, shape, or form. Because we don't really get much dialogue about her dad, so I'm wondering if there's like some sort of like daddy type situation going on there. You know what I mean? And so now this man is basically sort of in control of her, and I feel like you guys are right. I feel like he is very manipulative with what he says, how he words things, and how he gets her to operate. And so I'm just wondering, like, does she not see this, or are we just seeing an extreme version of what they are actually like?
I think she sees it. But when you're so stuck and you're so comfortable in a situation, I mean, like, she's living large. She's so at the end of the day, when you have someone still putting these things in your head, but you're feeling comfortable in that environment, I mean, it's completely different from where she came from, then it's easy to stay in that relationship, whether you see it or not. You could point things out. I know I keep seeing this fly all over.
It's like buzzing around here.
It's glitter falling from
buzz
the sky.
Buzz glitter.
But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's a tough situation because I feel like I don't know. Like, I feel like we've all been in those types of situations where somebody was maybe trying to pull strings, yeah, and mm-hmm, you know, we didn't realize it until much later because we're like, oh, what?
You know, yes. Eve said it best, love is blind. I think she really went into this wholeheartedly, really wants to be with this man. She really does want to have kids of her own, but I just do not see it working out at all. Like, I kind of just am like, hurry up and like get him off. Like, I can't wait to be watching this rerun like a year or two from now and being like, wow, Ashley is so lit now. And look, yeah, she dropped 100 and he looks like he's about 175 pounds. She dropped 175 pounds.
I thought you were saying that about his age.
Oh, like, dang. She killed the man off.
It took 40 years off of her. Is that better?
Like, super shade. Mm. Real quick, since we're talking about marriages and things of that nature. Candace and Chris, they're visiting the second venue, which is the Gaylord, which is amazing. It's on the harbor in D.C.
It's beautiful.
Chris really isn't here for much of the extravagance that, you know, Candace is searching for. To be very honest with you, if I were him, I really wouldn't care because I'm not paying for it. So, girl, get your cushions if you like.
I mean,
you can have whatever you like.
We don't know if he's not paying for any of it. Do we know this for sure? Like, none of it, not nearly penny cent. I know that mom is donating 100 racks. Pops is donating 20 racks and she wants more. But do we know that that's all of the entirety of the wedding budget?
Let me clarify my statement. Because I know Candace watches this. So, Candace, that's not what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that, I'm not talking about his finances. Okay. But what I'm saying is, from what she has mentioned,
okay,
it sounds like the parents are paying for the wedding, right?
Which is traditional.
That's traditional. So, for me, it's like, y'all, like, I'm coming to every little thing we got to do. You want to taste some cake? I'm coming there, too. How much is it? Ding, ding, ding. They got it.
He said, ding, ding, ding.
Candace, don't beat me up. What y'all think about it? He not here for the extravagance. She's definitely here for it, and the florals and the ceiling.
I feel like it was a typical groom bride conversation, like, yeah, where she's like, I want this thing there, and he started going with the numbers. So at least he's aware. At least he's aware that things cost money. He broke down that math, and I'm gonna tell y'all now, after the second math problem, I would have been like, where's my phone?
What's that little gift, the little meme with the numbers floating around?
I think people like me needed to see that. Like, what? Because I was like, I'd have been lost on that math. I went to public school in New Jersey. Like, so.
I went to public school in Compton. So, I mean, me too.
It's okay, we got iPhones. It's fine.
I went to YouTube University, so, you know, all that's right. All it is.
Look at all these scholars sitting up here, scholarly.
No, but you know what? My suggestion for you, Candace, is just go to these places by yourself. The first time you went, your mom made you cry. Mm-hmm. This time you went, Chris made you cry. Girl, just go alone.
Yeah, she wants to have all the fun and be extravagant. That's her personality. And it's like, everybody's and you're just like, but I just want to have fun. And they're just like, but.
Candace, they're bringing you down. They're bringing you down, girl. They are bringing you down.
Take one of your girlfriends or something.
Take
like
your sister.
One of your bridesmaids. Or, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
She might not want to take anybody in the family. You know what I mean?
Like, she's not gonna take nobody else. Nobody's going now.
She should have invited you.
Okay.
Y'all would have had fun.
We would have. Candace.
Y'all didn't
like. Call me girl. real quick. You guys see how much fun we're having, right? You guys can see our smiling faces. But for those of you who are tuning in elsewhere, and for those of you who don't know that you can tune in elsewhere, you also can find us on iTunes. So be sure to check us out there. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, be sure to check us out on YouTube so you can see our smiling faces. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Boom. You're hired.
Yes. That was the moment that solidified you. We weren't sure. Now we know.
Let's talk about Karen's and this, oh no, she didn't. Two parts to this discussion. The first part is, let's talk about Karen's Oh Huger event. Every time she says it, I think about Oh Magazine.
I think like, oh, stop. Stop. Like her name was Odessa, correct? Odessa, that's a beautiful name. Yeah. Just name the name that she had.
No. Oh Huger.
Stop. This is like, and you're making the face because you know she's like, just wait. My Oh Huger. And then she like kind of shakes her head from side to side, like, you know, it's just kind of extra. But I love it.
I low key live
I love
for
it too because it's just her. Yeah, she's like, just like, she can't help it.
Purse her lips.
Mm-hmm.
I live for her drama, like whatever it is, I'm here for it.
You know, I drink the Karen Kool-Aid. You don't know I drink the Karen Kool-Aid. Like, I fall for Karen stuff all the time.
She does.
I'm over here talking about her, but next week I'm gonna be like, yeah, because Karen was right, y'all.
She Karen gets herself in a lot of trouble, I think.
She doesn't care.
Now, if I'm correct, did she not have this event before? In her home, and nobody was there?
Yes.
In her living room?
Two years ago. Two
Circa season one.
Yes. And everybody was like,
what's happening here?
She tried to play Ashley like, this is not how we do it. But you got events in your living room.
In the empty living room. So, all I can say is, you're moving up, girl. You are moving up. You're actually in an establishment this time. So that's something to be said for that.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's an amazing cause, too. Alzheimer's, amazing cause.
But here's the oh no, she didn't. Who is the check going to, Karen? Who is the check going to?
What do I write in the memo? Like, what am I supposed to put? To evade tax fraud. Like, what do I...
So, for those of you who watch the show, you will know that Karen, while sitting at Monique's event, told Kendall, oh, girl, come on to my event, but you can come for free. Not them, but you can. Messy, number one.
Why? I didn't even notice that.
Mm-hmm. You gotta
have to watch.
You gotta, the little, it's the little things.
Like, maybe she's just trying to make those sales.
You know what? This show is for, like, you got, like, there's so many little things that happen with this show. Like, you gotta be like, oh my God, did that just happen?
Wow.
So Karen. Then Monique raises the question like, hello, hi. I gotta pay too? Yes, you do. So what am I paying? Why am I paying your company and not the charity?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's for Alzheimer's, like something.
It's under the blanket of her
nonprofit.
No, it's like her company, like OnStar. Oh, no, that's the car thing. It's like SureStar. Two stars, something, and it was something like a star, right?
But her personal company was the Icon company. I think that's mm-hmm. who the check
okay,
was
and
being
the
made
symbol
out
is
to.
A star, and it's one star. Yeah. That's how I got the star.
So, you know, for those of people who are wanting to come to the event, they're wondering why they're writing checks to Karen's personal company, which seems odd if you're writing a check. If you're really writing a check for charity, you want to be able to say, I'm writing this off for my taxes because I'm giving to charity. So if I'm giving $5,000 to your charity,
yeah,
then I can say this is a write-off
yeah.
for myself or my business. But if I'm giving you a check for $5,000 to your personal company, that is not necessarily a write-off because how do you prove where that money went to?
Okay, so I'm confused. Is own separate charity? Or is it Ohuga is the name that she raises funds under? Because those are two different things.
See, but that's even more confusing because the check not even being written to that.
So, but okay, where's the money at? Where's
that's
the money
what everybody is like.
Where
what's going
is
on?
The money going, Karen?
I want to know before. First off, I don't write a check. Like, I don't even know anybody who's really still writing checks in 2018.
I can send you a PayPal.
But yeah, Venmo, Cash App,
Venmo. What is Zelle?
But before I Venmo my dollars over to you, I'm gonna need to know like what is this going to? Like, what do you even do with Ohuger? Like, do you guys like donate to research, or do you got like what exactly do you do with the funds?
I listen. I can't be really shifty with her explanations about things, so I was even confused when she said.
If I asked her that, Matt would answer.
You would need Matt as the interpreter to actually get an Ashley Siri, because Siri is also her translator as well. So. You guys, you can take a number of routes to get the real answer about what it is going on with Karen. Actually, you can probably ask Siri right now.
Don't you ask Siri what's going on with Karen Huger.
I bet you she know. I bet you she know. So we get a surprise guest. Well, not really a surprise, but Kendall's there.
I love her name. I want to not like her because, like,
I kind of want to not like her too, but there's something interesting.
I like her hair, and she's, like, really pretty, and I like her name.
That's why I like Monique. Like, when she first came on the scene, I'm like, she is so pretty. And her family's just so nice.
Yeah, I mean, I like Monique. And I think she, they do have like a really great relationship where, you know, her and her husband. I like that. I really like that.
It's not about like or dislike, disliking Monique. I think that it's that a lot of times in production, she's just framed as somebody who's super materialistic. So yeah. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's hard to keep listening to her talk. Because it's like you hear so much of it in the show, but a lot like when she's with her family, like when she's with her, I love when she's with her mom, mm. like when she's around people she cares about, like you get to see this other side of her. And when she turns up, I like drunk Monique, but I just don't like when they always have her talking about materialistic
drunk
things.
Monique.
She's amazing. She's hilarious. I would love mm-hmm. to like go party with her. She seems like a lot of fun.
She definitely seems like a lot of fun.
The part I just can't get down is how they frame all of
I do that. Think that they frame her a certain type of way with that.
We talked about that before.
You know, four or five homes and this, that, and the third. So,
but it's not like she ain't saying the words.
Boom. Come on now. Kendall at this event. And oh. And while we're talking about Kendall, let's get back to Giselle and Robin. Because they're about to go bum rush yet another event.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's a message, okay?
In my mind, I'm like, this is just me. Now, I live for the two of them. But in my mind, I was thinking, why are y'all going to this event now? And y'all, what y'all going to say to her? Y'all going to confront her about lying about what? Not coming to Robin's event? Like, what is the lie? Where is the lie? Because, I mean, we know she fibbed.
I mean, I just think that they're just in their feelings, and that's just it. Like, we're just in our feelings.
They had some drinks.
I don't know. Their eyes connected, and green-eyed people, light-eyed people, their eyes connect. They, like, lock into some superpower, and it goes, and it's like a spark that goes up. And then everybody around them has to, like, cover because it's an atomic bomb of crazy that's about to go off.
And then
you.
We go
that's
create it. Some problems.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
Beige rage. Yeah.
Dying, literally. So they're about to bum rush the event, and Karen has texted Giselle to let her know that Kendall is coming to the event. In my mind, I don't really feel like we got very much of a reaction from Giselle about this point, and I feel like we're gonna get more next episode. At least I hope we do.
Fingers crossed.
But in my mind, I'm like, that's weird. Was she telling her that as a warning, or was she telling her that to be messy?
I'm not here for none of it. I think it's all to be messy. I don't think anything positive has... First off, she's been dating Sherman for a year. We didn't see the Shermanator. So a whole year and some change goes by, we haven't seen the mention of an ex-wife. I haven't seen you on the social media. I have not seen you on the Twitter. I have not seen you on the Facebook. I've seen you nowhere. You've not been mentioned at all. And now I know about you.
See, this is, and I said this last week. I low-key feel like this is why Sherman broke it off with Giselle. Because I felt like at some point in time, he found out that Kendall was going to be a part of the show. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was just way too uncomfortable for him. Because now,
his
dirty laundry could be mm-hmm. coming out there. And granted, I mean, who wants to be involved with something and your ex is going to be a part of it when you're trying to establish something new and you don't even really feel like being in the spotlight anyway?
He was like, I'm not going to be the Stevie J of this show. I'm out of here. Like, I'm gone. And I get it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't want to be the guy between two. And that's how they would have pit it. Like, mm-hmm. that he's between two. We would have somehow seen some type of love that he still has for his ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And that's not his reality. Like...
But it'll still be interesting to have her, like, I mean, low-key, I want to see more of her. I mean, I do, because
you
I
just
feel
like...
her because
she's pretty.
Well, I just feel like it is definitely some major drama that is going to, I feel like, shake a lot of things up. And I feel like this season has been so, like, full of drama. Like, I'm just like, it's okay,
dynamic.
You know,
keep it going.
I'm here for it. So, I don't know. But if y'all stick around, we got some news on Kendall in just a few minutes. So what I want to talk about right now is our favorite segment. We call this the MVP of the episode. And what this means is the most valuable player of the episode. Who brought it the most this episode? And new girl, we're starting with you.
Oh, with me. Okay. I'm going to go with Robin.
Tell us why she's the MVP of the episode.
Wait, okay. I'm merging like two episodes from
this one
to that
it's
one.
Fine.
But
it's fine. You missed the whole season. Yeah, so you got some making up to do.
Well, just from like what I've been saying, Robin has come such a long way. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing to see her blossom.
Yeah. She has had quite the evolution, and I feel like we got to see kind of an apex mm-hmm. with that tonight. So I can
dig
that.
And she's done it gracefully. Mm-hmm. Like, have we been to Giselle's house, like, as a group, as a friends group?
I think she had the little tea there.
Outside. You may eat outside.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So even with Robin, we've always seen her home, even after they've downsized. So I've just seeing Robin just still, like, she's done all of this, going through all of that stuff gracefully, and now she's just working her way up. And I'm loving it.
Can I just point out something? Sorry. Okay, y'all, Robin was not on welfare. Like, okay, like, she went through some things, but Robin was not on welfare. She was not living in a shelter. Like, she had a home. She's like, my house is so small. And I was like, girl, if I was in that house, I'd be rolling around like, yeah. Like, I would be so excited to be in that house. You're like, oh, we moved in. It's a slight upgrade. Like, girl, like, you know, people work their whole life living in a house like this. I get that that's not what you're accustomed to, but we need to stop acting like Robin was in the poorhouse. Because Robin made it.
You make some good points.
I feel you, though. But at the same time, like, you know, I'm glad she worked her way back up, but
I'm not about to keep sitting here acting like Robin like had an EBT project. Card. Yeah, I'm not going to keep acting like Robin had a cypher EBT card that was on WIC for her kids. Like, I just won't.
But you know what? The new projects low-key was looking like those condos. Like, when you see the gentrification going on, they looking a little like that.
Ooh, I'm about to fall on my chair right now.
Do you know I was actually about to, like, just drop? Right
I was here? Like, I was headed this way.
Robin was not on welfare, y'all. She is okay. Robin got more money than we do, and we saying she poor. So,
and if any of you,
she was poor.
Everybody keeps trying to act like she's poor. Look, I guess maybe because I sit here every week, and so he's like, "Well, yeah, Robin's come so far," and I was like, and I just thought about, like, you know what? If I was living how Robin was in her poor days, you know, I would be like, "Thank you, Jesus." Never would have made it. You know, like, especially because we live in Los Angeles, probably. But
oh yeah, for sure.
Robin, you know, she came up, but nah. Can I do my MVP now?
Yes, give us your MVP, please.
I can't read. All right, I'm gonna have the MVP stand for Messi this week, and I'm gonna pick Karen Hugo, because she's a finesser, and if you can get me, you can get somebody to write a check directly to your business. No overhead. Baby, I need to learn from you. Teach me your ways. Like, because y'all can write it to make a check out payable out to Felicia Michelle. Two L's.
She's like, let me try it out. Cash at me or whatever.
My MVP is going to go to, drum roll, Kendall. Let me tell you why. You want to talk about the ultimate finesser? This woman has worked herself from being in the background of these people's photos to being in the foreground, getting scenes with Monique. The next thing, she's going to have an interview. Guarantee it. Like, you literally came out of nowhere. You got this man so shook that he done broke up with his woman and ran off into the sunset somewhere. You didn't spread rumors about him, and because nobody would have known about his arrest had she not told Monique. Mm-hmm. So even when before she came on the scene, she was shaking things up. So this week, for me, I give it to Kendall.
To Bitter Betty.
Ooh.
That's bitterness to me. Is that not bitterness to you? I don't go around saying bad things on my ex unless you ask me. No, I'm just kidding. I don't go around saying bad things about my
ex. There's a general
social circles.
Yeah, particularly with people and their jail times and things like that. It's just like, I want to do that. Because now you're bringing this stuff out on national television, and that's a different situation. Because if nobody knew about that, then that could be something that could be potentially harmful to him. Business-wise, it could be something harmful to him. Just personally, I mean, you just don't know.
I don't know. My mama said what's done in the dark comes out in the light every time. So I don't really feel too bad that it came out. I think it's actually kind of funny. Like, you got busted, like, hooking up with some chick in the park. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's not detrimental. I don't think people are going to stop taking him seriously as a businessman or anything else. Because aren't all businessmen pervs, right?
Ooh, are they?
There's a whole movement about successful men not being correct.
You people watching, please comment on that. I just want to know what you guys think. But I want to dive into some news and gossip real quick, y'all.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so I know. I wanted to look super nerdy today. So we've been talking about Kendall all episode. We talked a little bit about her last week, and you know, I happen to name her my MVP. But last week I was like, where can we find this lady? Because I want to stalk her. And so now I can tell you guys, she is under Instagram. Get out your phones. Get out your phones at Kendall T. Douglas. That's K-Y-N-D-A-L-L-T Douglas. Y'all know how to spell that. So if you want to find her there, she has 919 followers. So somebody please go and follow her so we can get her numbers up. All right.
Kendall.
Listen, we want
to
see.
Too bad to not have no followers.
Okay, but I guarantee those followers are about to go up,
and they be all up in your DMs.
Okay, and so you know, on BravoTV.com, you know, they asked Giselle, "What did you think about Kendall saying that you should have called her about Sherman?" Because as we saw in the episode, Kendall relayed to Monique that, you know, they knew each other, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so she seemed very shocked when she found out that Giselle was dating Sherman. Well, Giselle says in her interview, "I would never call Sherman's ex-wife because I don't have her number in capital letters. She is an acquaintance, someone that you say hi to at a party and keep it moving. I have never asked her about her kids because until I started dating Sherman, I didn't know anything about them. Out of respect for Sherman, I have nothing else to say about her except that the thirst is real."
Giselle is just so...
Yes. Giselle is on fire.
She said, "You just who we wave at the parties." Like,
and to add on to that, what I want to say is that they asked her about now knowing about the park in the dark incident. Do you wish Ashley would have told you right away? And Giselle stated that he actually told me that the night he got arrested on our second date, and we never discussed it again. I'm happy that he was honest, but frankly, it was none of my business, and it happened maybe 15 years ago. It actually gave him some street cred. Everybody knows I like a man that spent at least one night in jail. Okay?
I love it.
Here for it. Here for it. So that's Giselle's take, so we'll see what happens next week. Speaking of which, let's get into some predictions real quick.
Oh, I got your fan for you.
Oh, we're going to talk about that real quick before we leave. All right, next week, what's happening next week?
What's happening next week?
Yeah.
It's about to go down. I told y'all the Green Eye people get together, they link up, boom, psh, things fall out, atomic bombs. It's about to be like some craziness.
Uh-oh.
I'm excited. There weren't any umbrellas, though, I saw, so I'm a little sad about that. But it will be on and popping, and Karen Huger is not backing down. I hope her wig stays put, but she is not backing down. I don't think Giselle is
stay put.
Backing down. I don't, and you know Robin
is not backing down.
Can I tell you on it's bad on Twitter, people call her the Hulk.
Listen,
and she's Robin. Not, yeah, they call Robin the Hulk. You know, like Bruce Banner's pretty calm, and they just
she'll roll up on you.
She'll roll.
And what about you? What you think is going to happen?
I'm seeing some drama. That's what I'm seeing. I'm thinking the same thing. I think it's going to be some
drama. We'll have to see what happens next week, but I think we got a little bit of drama from our fan shout out, because we didn't get to do that earlier. So right now we're going to get into like what you guys are saying in the comments. Yes. And what y'all said last
and
week we want
to
know
them. We read them. Okay, so shout out to Veronica too. Veronica always comments, like multiple comments.
I see,
girl, we see you. So she says, "Sherman just got out in time, plain and simple. Ghosted Giselle on national TV. Not saying I approve of his cowardly attitude, but Giselle is getting karma. She uses TV to humiliate. Did you catch how she did that to her suitor last season, using him as a storyline and show off how she was hot stuff? She was never interested in the poor guy, and the universe gave her a taste of her own medicine."
Y'all are burning up in the comments. Y'all make sure y'all keep it up again this week, because we want to know everything y'all got to say. That's a wrap on our show for tonight. But guys, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Okay, well, you want to go first, new girl.
You know what? You can follow me at Imani Ajak. They're going to keep calling me the new girl. Y'all, I thought I made it.
You hear what I'm
saying. You made it.
You can find me on social media at It's Felicia Michelle, and every Thursday doing the after show for Growing Up Hip Hop at 7 o'clock here on AfterBuzz.
Boom, and I'm DJ Richie Sky. You guys can follow me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You guys make sure to tune in next week. Keep commenting, keep liking, keep sharing, keep listening. We want to hear from you guys, and we will see you next week.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.